Hello, and welcome to my Work From Home Ideas podcast. My name is Adrian Amparo, and today we're going to talk about Fiverr. Now, Fiverr is not an idea that I personally use to make money, but it is an idea or a website that I've used to create money for myself. I've used the website for voiceover for a video I've made. I've used it for knickknacks that I've wanted and resold. So I've used it to make money differently. However, the people on there are making money as well, and I'm gonna offer you, or at least talk about Fiverr through the lens of somebody that's using it to sell their business or sell their skill or talent. And essentially, you just have to know how to do something in order to make money on Fiverr. For example, here I saw someone who was willing to make a pencil out of any object that can be whittled, and he'll send it to you. If you send him the object, he'll make the pencil and send it back to you. And that was his skill. If you know how to write an article, people will pay you $5, hence the name Fiverr, with two R's, .com. And if you know how to write an article, people will pay you. You send them the article, you get paid. If you can draw on your face the name of somebody's website or happy birthday to somebody and take a picture of it, send it to them, they'll pay you $5. Again, you're just offering your specific skill or talent, and you have yourself some money. Now, the challenges are you have to know how to do something, honestly, something marketable, like falling asleep in front of the television is not going to get you $5. So find something you like. In fact, what I would recommend is going to Fiverr.com and checking out what people do and look at all the different categories and see if there's one that you can do. And the one other challenge that I need you to consider if you're going to do this is the amount of time it takes to complete the assignment. Because if it takes you 2 hours to complete what they want you to do and you're getting $5, then you're working for $2.50 an hour. And that is not good. So find something that you can do quickly, easily, and you can deliver to them, hopefully digitally. And if it's by mail, please consider the amount you're going to be charging for delivery. So your time versus income isn't totally off. $2.50 is not worth anybody's time, honestly. So consider that when you're looking up Fiverr.com. Some of the upsides are that it costs nothing to join. You can just sign up and write down what you want to do, and there you go. You do it. No charges. Also, it can be quick money. Very, very easy to do. And there are some options now on Fiverr. They weren't before, but now you can charge more if the person wants you to deliver it within the next hour or so. So there is that possibility that you can start at $5, but if you can charge an extra $5 if they want it within the hour or within 24 hours. So there is a possibility of making more doing the exact same thing. Now, one example that I think makes a lot of money is there's this program I use that cost me about $15, and it's just a matter of entering a lot of different pictures and then creating another picture out of all of those, like a mosaic, and it took me about 5 minutes to do, but it creates this one picture out of thousands and thousands of pictures. So it's really cool. It cost me about 5 minutes of time, but I can do many of these within the hour, and I could get my rate up to $50 an hour if I kept getting jobs. So that is Fiverr.com. It's Fiverr.com. Now, if you're interested in this job or not yet convinced on what you want to do from home, then go to my website at www.myworkfromhomeideas.org, where you can see all the different ideas organized by your priorities, like jobs that require no training. You can read about jobs that you can do online, or just jobs that have little to no startup costs. These jobs are all .organized for you. So go right now to www.myworkfromhomeideas.org and see which idea is the right fit for you.